It's an eternal question, passed from generation to generation, frustrating even the best minds with its simple yet frustratingly complex rhetoric. How much is that doggy in the window? No one can put a value on Rover, isn't that right? No one can say how much Buddy or Kitty or Snuggly Bunny is worth. Waggly or rope-like or cotton ball tail, it doesn't matter. Pets are members of the family. Ha! Next time you see a statue of justice, the robed woman with the scales, take a long, hard look down. She'll sometimes have her foot placed atop a turtle. Sure, it's meant to symbolize the slow, deliberate pace of justice, but it also gives you a really good idea of how the law values pets. That is to say, not at all. I share with you the tale, T-A-L-E, of Poopy. Family pet, miniature poodle, spayed once and then spayed again by accident. The unfortunate deja vu operation experience left her family in tears, sure, but did little to melt the cold, hard heart of justice. The action for the family's emotional distress and psychological care, money to make their saddened hearts whole, no go, too bad. And that's what we're left with legally. In most states, pets are pieces of personal property and nothing more. Yep, just like your television set or your refrigerator. And you wouldn't share your sob stories about those items. Such a valuation makes it easy for courts to decide damages in pet cases. You had yourself a Pomeranian before he escaped from the groomer and ran onto the highway? Look to see how much breeders are charging for Pomeranians these days and get yourself a new one. If it's been trained in some special way, we'll throw in the value of that too. But please don't try to increase your award by telling us how much Muffin meant to you. We place pets at fair market value. Thank you very much. There's public policy behind that detached decision. Courts are worried that should they get into the value of cats and dogs, bunnies and turtles, they'd be forced to accept whatever price the owner placed on the pet, one perhaps, as they frequently warn, as high as the national debt. That concern, in addition to questions about who can recover in such cases and what sort of animals should be considered pets, are all reasons to value a bulldog as you would a blender. But a few courts regard that bulldog literally and figuratively by its given name, Richard, a dog, quote, of gentle birth, carefully nurtured and protected from the degrading and contaminated influences of association with common curs or other canines whose antecedents, habits, and characters may be looked upon askance. Ahem. In those courts, owners may be able to recover money for Richard above the cost of another canine. As a New York court put it, to say that a dog is a piece of personal property and no more is a repudiation of our humaneness. And an Illinois appellate court recently ruled that a jury should be able to consider, within limits, the true intrinsic value of Blackie the cat, a cherished pet until the unfortunate Rottweiler attack. Sentimental value can be part of it, lest a non-pedigreed pet be valued at zero. Nonetheless, it's clear that the law as a whole hasn't felt that special love only a snorkeling, congested muzzle or a furry, forceful paw can give. As Patty Page so aptly crooned, doggies scare robbers in the dark away with one bark and prevent loneliness, but there's always a new one in the window at a price yours for the asking. I'm Amy Guida.